June, the sixth month of the year in our Gregorian calendar, and the official beginning of summer. The days stretch to their longest, and many subjects and thoughts fill the minds of our poets, such as Emily Dickinson, John Dryden, Sarah Teasdale, and Alfred Austin, who paint the month in poetry with masterly grace. Among our readers are Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe.
Sweet empty sky of June without a stain, by Henry Vaughan. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all they that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from thee shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my health and my great deliverer. I said in the cutting off of my days, I shall go to the gates of the grave. I have deprived myself of the residue of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord, even the Lord in the land of the living. I shall behold man no more with the inhabitants of the world. O Lord, by thee doth man live, and from thee is the life of my spirit. Therefore wilt thou recover me and make me to live. Thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. For thy name's sake thou hast put off thine anger, for thy praise hast thou refrained from me, that I should not be cut off. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee, they that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee, as I do this day. The Father to the children shall make known thy truth. O Lord, thou hast been merciful, thou hast brought back my life from corruption, thou hast redeemed me from my sin. They that follow after lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Therefore shall thy songs be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will go unto the altar of my God, unto God the joy of my youth, and in thy fear will I worship towards the holy temple. I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that which I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Verses to Her Royal Highness the Duchess on the memorable victory gained by the Duke against the Hollanders, June the 3rd, 1665, by John Henry Dryden. Madam, when for our sakes your hero you resigned to swelling seas and every faithless wind, when you released his courage and set free a valour fatal to the enemy, you lodged your country's cares within your breast, the mansion where soft love should only rest, and ere our foes abroad were overcome, the noblest conquest you had gained at home. Ah, what concerns did both your souls divide! Your honour gave us what your love denied, and 'twas for him much easier to subdue those foes he fought with than to part with you. That glorious day which two such navies saw as each unmatched might to the world give lore. Neptune, yet doubtful whom he should obey, held to them both the trident of the sea. The winds were hushed, the waves in ranks were cast, as awfully as when God's people passed. Those, yet uncertain on whose sails to blow, these where the wealth of nations ought to flow. Then, with the Duke, your Highness ruled the day. While all the brave did his command obey, the fair and pious under you did pray. How powerful are chaste vows! The wind and tide you bribed to combat on the English side. Thus to your much-loved lord you did convey an unknown succour sent the nearest way. New vigour to his wearied arms you brought, so Moses was upheld while Israel fought. While from afar we heard the cannon play like distant thunder on a shiny day. For absent friends we were ashamed to fear when we considered what you ventured there. Ships, men, and arms our country might restore, but such a leader could supply no more. With generous thoughts of conquest he did burn, yet fought not more to vanquish than return. Fortune and victory he did pursue to bring them as his slaves to wait on you. Thus beauty ravished the rewards of fame, and the fair triumphed when the brave o'ercame. Then, as you meant to spread another way by land your conquests far as his by sea, leaving our southern clime, you marched along the stubborn north 10,000 cupids strong, Like commons, the nobility resort in crowding heaps to fill your moving court. To welcome your approach, the vulgar run, like some new envoy from the distant sun. And country beauties by their lovers go, blessing themselves and wondering at the show. So when the newborn phoenix first is seen, her feathered subjects all adore their queen. And while she makes her progress through the east, from every grove her numerous trains increased. Each poet of the air her glory sings, and round him the pleased audience clap their wings.
A Junetide Echo by Amy Levy. Lady, in this night of June, fair like thee and holy, art thou gazing at the moon that is rising slowly? I am gazing on her now, something tells me, so art thou. Night hath been when thou and I, side by side, were sitting watching o'er the moonlit sky, fleecy cloudlets flitting. Close our hands were linked then, when will they be linked again? What to me the starlight still, or the moonbeams' splendour, if I do not feel the thrill of thy fingers slender? Summer nights in vain are clear, if thy footstep be not near. Roses slumbering in their sheaths o'er my threshold clamber, and the honeysuckle wreaths its translucent amber round the gables of my home. How is it thou dost not come? If thou camest, rose on rose from its sleep would awaken. From each flower and leaf that blows, spices would be shaken. Floating down from star and tree, dreamy perfumes welcome thee. I would lead thee where the leaves in the moon rays glisten, and where shadows fall in sheaves, we would lean and listen for the song of that sweet bird that in April nights is heard. And when weary lids would close, and thy head was drooping, then like dew that steeps the rose, o'er thy languor stooping, I would, till I woke a sigh, kiss thy sweet lips silently. I would give thee all I own, all thou hast would borrow. I from thee would keep alone fear and doubt and sorrow. All of tender that is mine should most tenderly be thine. Moonlight into other skies, I beseech thee wander. Cruel thus to mock mine eyes, idle thus to squander love's own light on this dark spot, for my lady cometh not. There is a June when corn is cut, by Emily Dickinson. There is a June when corn is cut and roses in the seed, a summer briefer than the first, but tenderer indeed. As should a face suppose the graves emerge a single noon, in the vermilion that it wore affect us and return. Two seasons, it is said, exist, the summer of the just and this of ours, diversified with prospect and with frost. May not our second with its first so infinite compare, that we but recollect the one, the other to prefer.